Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Two-time Edgar Award winner Steve Hamilton continues his Alex McKnight series with a new story in which Alex finds himself heading back to Detroit to revisit a case he had thought he had solved decades ago. The new novel is Let It Burn. It is published by Minotaur Books, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Steve Hamilton to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Give us an idea, before we talk about the story in particular, of how you came to Alex McKnight. Was it always the idea of a series?
Not really. I was just trying to write that very first book, and I wasn't thinking about number two or number five or number 10. This is actually the 10th book in that series. I was just trying to do something a little different and have a good old-fashioned hard-boiled crime novel set in an unlikely place. Usually you think of those kinds of stories as happening in an urban setting. And I thought, what's the most out-of-the-way place I can try to do a story like that? And that's how I came up with a very real town called Paradise, Michigan, which is up on the shores of Lake Superior.
How familiar were you with that type of place?
I grew up in Michigan, and I actually never lived all the way up there, but we'd go up there every summer. You know, that's what you do when you grow up down there. You go up north for the summer, because it's just a whole different world up there.
Right. What is it about isolation that lends itself so well to that type of book?
It just, there's a certain feeling. It's sort of a, you know, for some people, sort of a noir feeling in a book can be one of many things. And if it was the great Raymond Chandler books, it was sort of like a sun-drenched Los Angeles, sort of all these dirty secrets going on. And for me, it was always just this feeling of just cold, just being all by yourself and just being in a place that's sort of deadly cold. I've always loved that kind of a setting, you know. And Paradise is a, there was one day back in the 90s where it got 6 feet of snow in one day. So that's a pretty hard-boiled place.
That's a lot of snow.
That's a lot of snow.
Yeah. That's a lot of snow.
We get some
snow
here. I mean, we're no strangers to snow, but
That's a lot. So when you came to Alex McKnight, and you tell the story in the first person?
I do, yeah.
And so you very much become, we are led through this character's eyes. So what is it about Alex that you felt was important to include in his list of ingredients?
Well, my first thought about him was that he was an ex-cop, and that he lived in Detroit. And that's where he was a police officer. That's where he went to work every day and put on the badge and did his best in a pretty tough city. And then something happened to him, and he just had to get away from everything. And that's really sort of the first note I had about him, was that's the feeling, is that he just tried to go to the most remote, isolated spot that he could find. And the whole point of that first book, of course, is that you can do that, but you're never going to escape the things that drove you up there, and trouble will always find you, and your past will always find you, even in the most remote place that you can ever imagine, like Paradise, Michigan.
Mm. When you created the character, at what point did you know that you wanted to write more about it?
It's really just sort of getting to that first book and then realizing that he sort of solved the most immediate problem, but he's the kind of guy who's a total sucker for somebody else who needs his help. So it's like, maybe in the next book, it'll be him helping somebody else with their problem and chasing their demons. And that's really how the second one came about. And then every book, it's not, I never have like a big idea. Like, wouldn't it be great if Alex did this and this and this and then and this happened? It's just, what's a good way to start a book? What's an interesting way that he goes to a poker game and some guys break in and rob the host, and now everybody thinks that Alex might have had something to do with it, or you know, just something, just a little germ of an idea, and then I just go from there.
Dean Koontz once told me that he has just a file filled with ideas of, okay, I can start it this way, I can start it this way, I can start it this way, but when it gets down to it, it's when you say, okay, I'm actually going to start, that it just sort of comes out of you, and it has nothing to do with it. It's what's in the desk drawer.
I would like to have that file, but because I certainly don't. I'm at BoucherCon right now, which is the big world mystery conference down the street, and you do these panels, and that's sort of the joke question, is like, where do you get your ideas? You know,
right.
That's sort of like the standard question that you sort of dread. And my sort of real answer to that is that I don't get ideas. I just get little pieces, just little feelings, and I just have to sort of go find it. It's really all I have. It's just a very, very basic little feeling about how a book can start.
Does an excitement come when you know you've found it?
Yeah, it does. And that's really the whole chase. That's really what the first draft is for me, is finding out what the story is going to be about and finding out where it's going to go, because I really never know. And first time through is just finding that path and hoping I don't get lost.
For you, in the story in Let It Burn, what is the story you wanted to tell?
Well, this is, again, this is number 10. It's hard to even imagine that I've done this 10 times with this same character, but it just felt like after all these years up in Paradise, it was time for him to go back home to where he come from, because he'd never really gone back. And it's only 300 miles away, but it's really a different world from the Upper Peninsula to go back down across that bridge and go all the way back to that city. And of course, that city's been going through some pretty tough times lately. I mean, it was a tough town back in the 80s when he was a cop there, but now it's really gotten tough there. And so many people have left that city. It's sort of half abandoned right now. And I thought, you know, he has to go back. He just has to go back and see what it looks like now. And that's why this book's a little different. And I really sort of have a kind of a tough beginning, because that's sort of the first thing I had to deal with, is that, because I knew what he would see when he went back down there. This is the town that I was born in, and I've been back myself. And I've driven around Detroit, and I've seen all these empty neighborhoods that are just abandoned, just block after block, houses torn down or burned down, or not torn down yet, but they're going to be, they literally can't tear down houses fast enough in this city, and it's lost more than half its population just in the last 30, 40 years. Everybody's just fleeing this place. And the people who are left are stubborn, and they don't have much common sense, but they just love this place and they don't want to leave. And so it's this really strange sort of post-apocalyptic place filled with some pretty amazing people.
It is a fascinating story, and what I loved about Let It Burn is that Alex seems to be guided mostly by just these gut feelings.
Yeah, that's sort of how he always operates. He goes back down, and while he's down there, he thinks about sort of the last big arrest that he made before he left the force, and he just gets this feeling that maybe everything didn't quite add up the way that they thought it did. And
Second guesses.
He just starts walking, just starts driving around, and he meets the mother of this guy that he put away. And of course, all mothers of, most mothers of most criminals will tell you that their sons were innocent. It's not a new story, but it's just something about the way that she says it and the way that she explains it. He starts to think, what if he really was innocent? And then of course, if he was innocent, that means somebody else was guilty. So he just follows that because he wants to make it right.
Is putting a character in a new place and seeing how they react to the surroundings, it seems like it is that, given that this is work and this probably, it's hard work but there's a fun quality to
it is, as
winding him up and letting him go.
Yeah. In a place where you haven't seen him
right.
So much. I mean, he's been up in the North Woods and he goes up to Canada. And that was good to do that, or goes out to the western part of the state. But this was the first time he's really spent a lot of time in Detroit. For him, it's not a new place so much. It's sort of going back to a very old place. But as far as the series goes, it was new. And part of this book, I actually went back in time, and the whole first part of the book is sort of alternates between back in the 80s when he was a cop. So it's the first time I ever really spent a lot of time with him as a much younger man. Back when he was married, back when he was working every day. So that was a whole new experience to write about a younger version of him.
When you're creating the mystery of it and look at what are the thrills going to be, how much of that is organic and how much of that is worked out for you?
I think that's pretty much all organic. It's sort of, I really don't think of that stuff until I get to it. It's like, what... He goes down. I mean, I only thing I had to start this book was he goes back and he sees what the city is like now. And then it's like, what has to happen next? Everything is always what has to happen next. What has to happen next is that he has to think back to a big case that he was on. So then now he has to go back to the actual place where this happened. And he has to have these feelings, and he has to go find somebody else who was around then. And each step is just like the thing that he has to go to next. And then that's really all I'm doing when I follow this.
I'm curious as to, given that this is the 10th book,
right,
of what role the readers have at this point, because they're invested in the character.
That's one of the really amazing things. And when I'm actually writing this stuff, I don't think about that too much, because I can't get too hung up on anything other than just telling myself the story and seeing where it goes. But then when I come to a conference like this one, I meet people who have read all of these books, and it never gets old, and it never stops surprising me how amazing it is that they know this character just as much as I do. He sort of takes on this hyper-reality. And in fact, in some cases, it's sort of embarrassing to say, but there are a couple people. There's one person in particular who's a reader, and I'll call her and ask her a question. It's like, how many years did he play minor league ball again? Because I could go look it up. But I know you know right off the top of your head. And she'll tell, it was 4 years he played this, you know. So it's just the coolest, most amazing thing in the world when you...
It's a little cool, you know, and a little creepy.
It's a little... No, but... A little bit, maybe. But she's cool. Everybody is just so great. It's just like the best thing in the world, because that's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't a half-hour TV show that you watch. This is a book that you're reading, and it's going to take you hours to read it. And when somebody tells me that they started the book and they had to keep reading it, and that they had to stay up late and finish it, and they were erect the next day, you know, and all that, that's like the greatest compliment in the world, that you have to keep reading this book because you're so interested in what happens next. That's all I can ever ask for.
The new novel is Let It Burn. It is an Alex McKnight novel. It is published by Minotaur Books. Steve Hamilton, a great pleasure. I thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Again, the title of the book is Let It Burn, an Alex McKnight novel published by Minotaur. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.